From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Mamma Mia is a musical featuring songs by the pop group ABBA to tell a story of a bride, her mom, and her three possible dads. It's been a hit on Broadway since 1999. Now, Bob Mondello says a cast not really known for singing has brought it to the Cineplex.
A big fat Greek wedding is in the offing with guests arriving by the boatload at an island in the Aegean. Love is in the air, as is the music of ABBA, and not on the radio, but on the tip of everyone's tongue, including Meryl Streep, as a super trooper single mom who has met her wedding Waterloo and is sending up an SOS.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. There never seems to be a single penny left for me. Don't sit down there.
That's too bad.
It's broken.
What Donna doesn't know just yet is that her daughter has sneaked peeks at a 20-year-old diary, done a little math, and posted invitations to three men in three different cities on the theory that, based on the dates in the diary, one of them pretty much has to be her father. And they all show up, and Donna's less than thrilled.
Okay, I'm gonna arrange for a boat to take you all back to the mainland.
I have a boat, Donna. Mm.
You have a boat? Good, get on it. Mm. And anchors away.
Hey.
Away.
Donna, it's good to see you.
As you're probably gathering, this plot is not being taken terribly seriously. It is mostly a pretext for songs that are mostly a pretext for acting silly. The folks directing, scripting, and producing Mamma Mia are the same ones who did the show on Broadway. They are not movie people, and it shows at times. The performers have been encouraged to overdo. But then, subtlety is not really what this musical is about.
When you're gone, how can I even try to go?
The women sing more comfortably than the men. Pierce Brosnan looks like he's in pain during his vocals, but Streep can really belt. Most of them, though, are not trained in acting songs, which means there's a lot of extra pushing and gesticulating. Sometimes, though not always, that's on purpose. If you're going to take an ABBA song and turn it into a one-scene Greek tragedy, for instance, you have to build emotion pretty fast, as the authors do on the way to the wedding. In telling off a guy for whom she's been carrying a torch for two decades, Meryl Streep's Donna starts conversational.
I don't want to talk, 'cause it makes me feel sad, and I understand, I've come to shake my hand.
Then comes the bill.
I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it all.
23 seconds and we're in grand opera territory, which would be more persuasive if you'd felt any real chemistry between Streep and Brosnan, but how could you? They've been singing ABBA songs at each other for 2 hours, none of which will matter to the 30 million or so baby boomers who made Mamma Mia a stage hit. Make no mistake, brides and grooms notwithstanding, it's the older folks who are central, carousing and acting like kids, while their children are so conventional and responsible, they're kind of a snooze. It's the boomers' revenge, second childhood, complete with an end credit curtain call in goofy outfits. Mamma Mia, here we go again. I'm Bob Mondello.
My, how can I resist ya? Mamma Mia, does it show again?